Bushu nindina we magani dug. Beshiko benesia kwe indigo, mang in du dem. Ga osisqua jimmy cog and duin jaba, ga misqua wako cog ninda. Helene Fleming nindishina cause. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, and that's the name that the universe knows me by. That's what my elder Mason Anaquet taught me. I am with the Loon Clan, and I am an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. I am also a resident of Cass Lake, Minnesota. We know it as Gamiskwa Wakokag, and that is about the place where there were red cedar trees. You know, in Bemidjigamaga city, that's like 14 miles to the west of us, they have lots of signs with Ojibwe words on it. And it's just like they'll say Buju or Anin, they'll say Miigwech, Bindigain, come in. They'll say things, and now today even you might go into Walmart and one of their employees might say Miigwech to you when you're done paying for your items. You know, times are changing. And sometimes our elders, there, because of the times that they were born, you know, like born during the assimilation era or born during the termination era, that they look at things different. And so I just comment about Ni Mama Iban Dorothy Howard. She's gone home now, but I remember when she saw signs like that, she would say to me, "What, they don't think we know how to speak English?" And, you know, it's just about the times and experiences that we have and the different generations that we are raised in. And so I want to talk today about an article in the Debashiman. And this article is about a man I knew, and his name is Dan Brown. And but I want to begin by a quote by Mary Lyons. She's one of the Ojibwe elders that I know. She was originally from Bina. And she wrote, quote, "The world is full of light and darkness. You control the switch," end quote. And how important that is, you know, because we are people who experienced historical trauma, that many of us, we suffer from those historical loss symptoms, and we can be very despondent, very negative or angry or sad. And but we're also the kind of people who are recovering, and we're saving ourselves from those historical loss symptoms, and we're seeing with the light, we're seeing the world with love. And I was thinking about that in this Ojibwe prayer this morning, about seeing people in a good way and hearing them in a good way, to walk in a good way. And so I want to share with you some information about Dan Brown. And this is from an article in the Debajaman, our Leech Lake Nation's own newspaper. And it was the from the paper that was printed in August, September, October of 1988. And so this article begins by Leech Lake gets a new chairman. Dan Brown is sworn in. And it begins with his outpouring of respect and affection that was given for Dan Brown out at the Mission Community Center, and where he took the oath of office as Leech Lake Reservation's new chairman. And at the same time, Myron Ellis, he would be sworn in as the new District 3 committeeman. And presiding was Richard Tanner, the tribal judge. I remember Richard, too. I used to work for him in the education division at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And the article goes on to say that one of Dan Brown, the new chairman's concerns for the people, is seeing that Leech Lake's Indian citizens can make the most of their lives with the advantages and services and support that are there for them. And his background was with chemical dependency, and that's where he had worked. He had worked with chemical dependency since September 15, 1972. He said a family tragedy occurred, and he'd been sober ever since then. And so he swore he would drink no more. And like the exciting story of Anchorage, Colombia, where almost an entire community swore off alcohol, Brown had taken along a goodly number of people like himself. He's a strong promoter of Alcoholics for Anonymous. That's what Dan Brown was about. In his resume, his work as a counselor at the Leech Lake Halfway House, a seat on a prevention program which he directed, a seat on the board of directors of Mushkawisen Indian Residential Treatment Center at Sawyer, and membership for 14 years on the State Advisory Council on Chemical Dependency, representing the reservation as an appointee of the governor. Dan Brown was also a traditionalist. And he said in his campaigning for election, he said, "We've had the chance to see a wonderful change coming about. We've gone from a people who came close to losing the old ways to a people who seek our traditional ways with the greatest respect and honor. I feel very fortunate to have seen this happen." Yep, this was that time, the time of self-determination and nation building. And for his swearing in ceremony, Brown had Bill Bobolink. He performed the pipe ceremony. Brown talked about education and youth, and he said education is something our ancestors demanded in every treaty they entered into. Even then, they knew that an education was going to be the key to our future, and that key was to be placed in the hands of our young people. I very strongly believe that, too. We have to plan for more of our young people going on to college or vocational training. There was a time that we could count the number of college-educated Leech Lake Indian people on one hand. Now we have hundreds. This has been a very wonderful thing that's happened, but we can't stop and be satisfied with that, Dan Brown said. We have to make sure that every Indian who wants to go on to higher education will have the money to do so. And Dan Brown also talked about in this article about encouraging economic development. And the article writes that Brown's administration already has restaffed a position for job searches and for job skills training for the people. And he believed in a strong planning department that would carry out the will of the administration in seeking new ways of encouraging the economy, new ways of providing jobs and bringing in money. And it states that he was also a committed protector of sovereignty and tribal rights. So Dan Brown was born on the Cass River near Pennington. He attended elementary school at Buck Lake and continuing through 10th grade at Cass Lake High School. In recent years, since being elected to the Reservation Business Committee, which he served as District 3 committeeman from 1980, he has taken part in leadership training and in other activities to enhance his role in Indian government. At the time, he was 62 years old, and he lived on track 34. Every time I ride over that way and I ride by the house in which he lived, I think about him. His wife at the time was Maxine Brown, and his daughter is Kimberly Brown, well known in our community and for her work with the Head Start. And he was also a grandfather of Nita, Maria, Mark, and Kenneth, and Frank Brown was his brother, and Rose Brown was his sister. And at that time, in October of 88, Dan Brown, when he was sworn in, other people in attendance were Alfred Tig Pemberton, Leech Lake Secretary Treasurer, Gladys Drulard, District 2 Committee Member, Myron Ellis, the new District 3 Committee Member, Kim Mattson, and Harold Skip Finn, Leech Lake attorneys. and sharing the spotlight with Dan Brown, was his longtime friend, in combating chemical abuse. And his name was Don Staples, another well-known Leech Laker. So miigwech, Dan Brown, for your service to our people. Miigwech. Bisandawi yeg miigwech miyo.